WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continues to investigate a traffic stop which resulted in an officer-involved shooting. At 12:30 this morning, a DPS trooper stopped a northbound Acura car on the feeder road in front of the Academy and Gander Mountain stores. During the stop, shots were fired at the trooper, who returned fire. The driver was taken into custody at the scene, but the passenger fled in the vehicle, crashing it a short distance later. With the assistance of a DPS helicopter, the passenger was located nearby and taken into custody. No one was injured during the incident. Bryan ISD students will start the 2017-18 school year one day earlier than last year. That's after the school board at last night's meeting approved the calendar, which starts on August 21st. This was made possible after the board also gave final approval to Bryan ISD becoming a district of innovation, which allows the opportunity to build flexibility into their operation and planning process, including certain exemptions from state regulations. State law says districts cannot start the school year until the fourth Monday of August, but the DOI plan allows Bryan to start 1 week earlier. A link to the entire DOI plan is online at bryanisd.org. The Robertson County Sheriff's Office reports telephone issues for about 6 hours last night. Some 911 calls and landline calls to dispatch were unable to get through. Arrangements were made for 911 calls to be transferred through Brazos County. The cause of the issue was undetermined. Lines began working again around 2 a.m. What started as a traffic stop for speeding resulted in two men getting arrested and one of them stripping naked during his arrest. Sunday night around 8:30, a Bryan police officer pulled over a vehicle on East Martin Luther King Jr. Street for going 41 in a 30. According to the arrest report, two men were in the car with cold open beer cans. When the passenger, 37-year-old Cedric Williams of Bryan, was asked to put his hands on the trunk during a search, he stripped off his clothes, exposing himself to motorists on the freeway. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. During the search of the driver, 38-year-old Tony Hamilton of College Station, a plastic baggie of cocaine was found and he was arrested for possession. Then later at the jail during a strip search, officers also found a small mouthwash bottle containing PCP. According to online jail records, this is Hamilton's 20th arrest and Williams's 19th. A Bryan man was arrested on St. Patrick's Day for driving while intoxicated and later charged with retaliation after making several threats to police officers. 26-year-old Dylan Bartek was seen striking a parked car in the Northgate parking garage on College Main. After being placed in the back seat of the police vehicle, Bartek threatened the arresting officer's family and used explicit language. While being booked, he threatened to take a handgun to another officer's face and said he was going to use explosives to blow up officers' homes. Statewide regulations, which do not include mandatory fingerprint background checks for drivers or complete vehicle inspections, appear to be in the cards for Uber and other companies like it. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner says when a trip to the airport may include passing through a half dozen jurisdictions, leaving regulations to cities doesn't make any sense.
Transportation is, by its very nature, a regional concern that crosses political boundaries as an essential characteristic.
Uber and Lyft pulled out of Austin over the fingerprint issue. The companies say it is costly for drivers, cumbersome, and unfair. MSC Opus fans now have one more chance to enjoy a show this season.
We've added a show called Step Africa, which is really about the roots of stepping and the African tradition of stepping.
Executive Director Ann Black says in addition to their performance on Tuesday, March 28th, the group Step Africa will also be doing outreach activities with sororities and fraternities on campus. Tickets are free for Texas A&M students and just $10 for the public. The show starts at 7:30. Visit mscopus.org for details. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
One of the most trusted names in watches is Rolex. It continues to be. And, of course, your authorized Rolex dealer here in Bryan College Station is David Gardner's. Has been for decades. And for decades, they've also had authorized Rolex service. What that means is that it extends the warranty when they do the work here at David Gardner's. And, again, this is rather a small town to have that. But David decided a long time ago he wanted to create jewelry, and as times have gone on and things have gotten better and he's grown the store, he wanted to make sure that people could get the jewelry brands that they knew and they trusted here. And so he brought Rolex in, and that's why he's been an authorized dealer for years. And, you know, one of the other names that people have come to know when it comes to jewelry is the DG designs themselves, things that David and his staff have cooked up over the years and continued to repeat and customize. And they've been very, very popular not only here in Bryan College Station, but all over the state. And you can find more and more selections in the DG creations there at David Gardner's. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't find David Yurman if you happen to be a David Yurman person. And remember, we've talked about the David Yurman VIP Club that they've had going on there for years. So whether it's a watch with Rolex, other names that you know, it's DG and David Yurman. All at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Let's check weather, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure's moved into the central Gulf of Mexico. This will keep warm weather in place through Thursday. Clouds give way to sunshine today. It'll become breezy. High's going to reach 85 later today. Overnight, we're clear to start, but clouds increase through the overnight. Lows 60 to 65. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, otherwise becoming partly sunny with a high of 80 to 85. We're partly sunny and breezy Thursday, and again 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you dread helping with homework and teacher conferences, you're going to love this study. Okay, researchers at UT and Duke looked at three decades of statistics and measured the level of parental participation in their kids' educational process. Their findings determined that no amount of volunteering at school or helping with homework resulted in any measurable improvements in the grades of your student. You can't butter up the teachers. You can't brown-nose the administrators. I'm sorry. They got to do the work. In some cases, it could actually backfire. Other essentially useless parenting interventions, observing a kid's class.
What?
That's really?
Definitely.
Parents going in and observing the class?
Yeah
teachers are going to love that.
Yep.
You think you need to watch me and make sure I do my job?
Yeah. Can I come over to your job and watch you?
Right, and hover over your shoulder?
Yeah. And make notes. I'm going to make copious notes.
Exactly.
Anyway,
I could see teachers not allowing that.
Yes, very much.
No, you can't come in here.
We're working.
Mind that you're going to be a distraction to the children.
No doubt.
Why is Bobby's mom here?
Yeah, no doubt.
I can see the backfiring being a thing too, because it's like, you know, if your child does poor and you're there all the time, this teacher's going to be like, you're here all the time. Why isn't your child doing better?
Does your child want you in there?
We expect more from you and
your
child.
Could we just start right there? When Bobby's mom walks in, how's that make Bobby feel?
I mean, we're coming from a time gone by, but like when I was a kid, if that would have happened, it'd be kind of embarrassing, right?
Yes, I think so.
I think nowadays, I don't know, that might not be the case.
All right,
yeah, I even in athletics, like I remember being in high school and being, you know, up at the softball fields and seeing a mom walking up to like the coach's office and thinking,
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. No. And that turned the rest of the player, not that we like hated that person afterwards, but we're like, oh, she's got her mom coming up here, you know, questioning playing time. We didn't, you know, that wasn't okay with us.
Well, that lady's really ahead of her time then.
Mm-hmm. Because this was a while ago. Yep.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just picture a kid going, oh, mom, come on.
Exactly.
So parental involvement did not help with standardized test scores. And at the middle school level, parents helping with homework sometimes even brought the test scores down.
Well, yeah, because they don't help. They do it for them.
Yes,
yeah.
They do. Not a good thing. Or you try to do it. Your kiddo can't do it. You can't understand it. Then you get frustrated. That doesn't work very well. Researchers did find that academically enthusiastic parents can be a great asset to a school system at large. Securing extras such as better textbooks, playgrounds, after-school activities, but their children didn't necessarily academically outperform those with the parents who were not that involved.
So. Now, this is a text I would like for all of us to address. Someone texted in and said, so y'all are essentially against homeschooling.
Oh, no.
That is completely different.
not at all what we're saying.
Don't say that at all.
No.
Because that's the whole idea where the parent is able to drive the curriculum for their child.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No.
Which ideally would be great. You know,
well, but. And what's also better about homeschooling now is, you know, for a time when homeschooling first got started, there was not an opportunity for your child to have the outside classroom involvement that other kids did who went to public schools or even private schools with extracurricular activities. Well, now they've got that. It's available. And clearly you have a true course, that a true pathway that you can take to get to standardized tests, to get your child into college if that's what they want to do and you want them to do. So a lot of those things when homeschooling started was just to take your kid out, basically because you didn't agree with the curriculum or maybe for religious reasons. That was very popular in the very beginning of it. But now it really has become a full-fledged environment. No, not at all. I think
right.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Someone else texted in, I'm assuming a teacher, who said, sometimes we did want parents to come in to see little Johnny's behavior.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Little Johnny hopefully did not want that to happen again.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's
I can
okay.
see that.
Yeah, that's okay because that's at the teacher's request.
Right,
you know, that's
right.
Different than
coming in just to observe.
Mm-hmm. And just as an aside, for all those people named Johnny who were good students, we're sorry.
Sorry
but,
about
you know,
that.
Yeah.
I think I said Bobby anyway,
it's
but
okay.
Close enough.
It's like the Dave commercials.
Right,
sorry.
Dave.
Just the way,
sorry,
it,
Dave.
Way it has to be. But and the problem is the misbehavior. All right, that's not the right word. Okay, the problem is, for instance, the mother who you said walked into the coach's office.
Right.
Back in the day, and the parents who do this sort of stuff, they think that's right. They think that's normal.
Oh, yeah.
They think that's being an advocate for their child.
I mean, what are you going to do when your child has a real job in the real world? Are you going to go talk to his or her boss when they're not being treated the way they feel like they should be?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've heard the stories about job interviewers. I mean, HR people have said that parents have come along.
Wow.
I mean, at what
oh,
point?
Oh, my gosh.
At what, and you're not giving the child a service. I mean, you're doing them
no.
a real disservice in a case like that.
Got to cut the cord at some point.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I mean, I understand if they're at the back to the child level or even the high school level, if there is like a more serious issue. Mm-hmm. But I was strictly talking about like playing time,
right.
You
just
know, which
stuff.
Is something that if, you know, a child wants to address, they can go talk to the coach.
That's right, and find out what it takes. You know, like anything else in any kind of endeavor, you either make it to that point or you find out what it takes to get to that point. And then you make the decision, again, it's too much trouble. I'm not going to do that. I'll just be on the bus and
there
sit on the bench
go.
And do all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, password security tips for you this morning. Password security tips. You may be doing some of these and some of them not, but just to think about. Don't reuse passwords. Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
What does that mean? If your password is compromised for one account, that puts all your other accounts. Yeah, okay, if you're using the same password, got it.
Mm-hmm.
One tip, use a base password you can remember. Then you can add letters or numbers or different for the different accounts. So like, let's say it's your base password, it'd be dog.
Right.
Then on your Netflix, it could be dog 123, and your bank sign-on could be 456 dog or whatever.
Because I know somebody who does this, and I've used it a couple of times, where it would be dog Netflix or dog Chase Bank or dog. So, it, I mean, maybe not that obvious, but something that relates to the account that you're,
that we can remember how you put that together.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Use stronger passwords. The more complicated and lengthy a password is, the harder it is for hackers to guess. Yeah, but also harder for us to remember. So you get around that problem by choosing a random letter to capitalize, put the word in the middle of a string of numbers, or use some made-up nonsense word.
Yep.
Okay, I guess any of those things might help. Caller?
Hey, I heard about a talking about coaches and parents and et cetera.
Yes.
I heard about a coach in high school coach in Michigan who would only talk about playing time with the player and the parent with – all the other players and all of the players' parents present as well.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Thank you. Yeah, that takes care of it, doesn't
sure.
it?
We did have someone text in that said they actually had a mother come and talk to them about their employee's performance.
Oh.
That would happen to be somebody who worked here.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I got a device that helps me remember passwords.
What's that?
It's called a wife.
Yeah. Right. Okay, back to the text. What now? Somebody came here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Downs texted in and said, I had a mother come and talk to me about an employee's performance.
Okay. Her, I mean, the parent's
correct.
Child? Okay.
I think so. So that's an interesting note. It wasn't necessarily, well, I don't know. We'll have to ask
because I would hate for a parent to come in and say, listen, my child was telling me that a coworker's not being very nice to them.
Right.
You know, that would be a whole
nother, text, too. And I have something to say about this one. So they said, I had a 30-year-old employee have to ask his mother about what type of health care plan to choose. When I was in school, we learned that in co-op. I'm 28, and I still have to ask my parents about things like that. Yep. I will admit that, because we've talked about it before. Health insurance can be super confusing. Other financial things, I would just rather, and my dad's really good at finances and that, and budgeting and accounting kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I feel better at least asking him for some help in guiding me to picking those
things. Well, you're fortunate that you've got somebody in your family who can do that.
I did not learn that kind of stuff in school.
Me neither. I was wondering what co-op was.
I know.
No kidding.
We didn't have that.
No, that's but we've discussed that before. There are a lot of people who go through life, and the same thing for me, because when I hit Medicare, then all of a sudden I'm having to pay attention to stuff I didn't have to pay attention.
Right.
Okay, I'm smart enough to figure that out. I can do that, but understand that that's a system that's been in place for a long time. And, you know, it did take us going and talking to an insurance guy, and he helped us out to be able to understand it. But after he explains those things, we could take that information and assimilate it. But, no, I think there are a whole bunch of things that through life stages you are suddenly introduced to. I can think of the very beginning when we were building our house, I had to take a real quick course on sewer systems, aerobic systems, because I didn't know what kind of septic system to get, didn't know anything about that. So, yeah, I had to make a real fast learn about septic systems and what choices I wanted to make. So those things do happen.
Right.
But if you've got somebody who can help you out.
Yeah. Now, on this text message, I've had parents come get job applications, complete them, and try to schedule their kid's job interview.
No.
Not hired.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And Brad, the co-op thing is, and someone else just texted in, co-op work school program, senior year, you could work half a day.
Oh,
all right.
So you took classes, maybe let's say in the morning, then you had like a co-op class, and then for like a few hours of the day, like a whole half of the day, you, as long as you were at a job, then you could go work half of the day.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just going to suggest when you get to the Medicare age, just ask Mr. Downs. He'll know what to do.
Now, you see, back in the day, it was called distributive education.
Because I did
that at Consolidated.
Yeah, see, and I remember the work co-op, but the problem was for me was I was an athlete. And so usually if you were playing sports or in athletics, it was really hard to do a co-op because you just didn't have the time or the availability in your schedule. But for kids who maybe knew exactly what they wanted to do out of high school or needed to work, it was a really good opportunity.
Or if they didn't know what to do, that was a good way to get them out into the workforce.
Absolutely.
I had the same problem you did. I did a lot of extracurricular activities, so I didn't have to. I think we had it. We called it something like a work study program or something like that.
Well, that's what we did. And you're right. Those we'd have to take some core courses, but also the distributive education class. Guy's name was Mr. Fields, who taught it at Consolidated.
Okay,
it was a life study thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the things you need to know how to do. You know, budget money or whatever, and the decisions that you're going to have to make out in the world of work, because sometimes it was a situation where those people were going into the workforce rather than going to college.
Yes.
And so for them, they got a chance to learn some of that stuff.
I will say it's so funny the things you remember learning that you could actually apply to life.
Okay.
And in sixth grade, in my math class, this was really cool. My teacher's name was Kelly Kelly, so we called her Mrs. Kelly Squared.
Okay, that's cool.
And we did a whole unit on how to write checks and how to balance a checkbook and balance like a bank account. And that was something that really stuck with me. But that was sixth grade. And there are people today, kids today, who have no idea what a check even looks like.
Scary. Is that scary?
That's
or
important
what?
Stuff that should be learned.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Through all this conversation, I have to say a public thank you to Coach Chastain back from my hometown. He taught a class the year I graduated, and in that class, he went through a job interview process, how to register to vote, how to fill your taxes, how to balance the checkbook. He personally made sure every kid that went through that school had basic skills.
Way to go, Coach Chastain.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is good.
That's cool.
Hello.
Hey, balancing a checkbook, we always knew we had money if we still had checks.
Yeah, really. You know, but no, it's exactly right. And in fact, here's another thing for today. Do you know how to address a letter?
I do, yes.
But there are people who don't. There are teenagers
What's a stamp?
Yeah, where does the stamp?
Where do they come from?
Yeah.
Where do they get them? Cost money?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It costs money to send a letter?
What?
Yeah, so there are still
But they know that it costs money to have a domain name and to start a website probably.
Yep,
you know,
do.
It's just funny what you change in and out.
They do know that. Good. Thanks for the input this morning, and that does show us how things change. All right, it's 8:26.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Infectious Bird Calls. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Is this the sound of baby conversation? Chipmunks who huffed some helium? Wrong and wrong. These are the laugh-like calls of kea parrots from New Zealand. And according to a study in Current Biology, just playing recordings of these calls provokes playfulness in other kias.
In many cases, the birds would perk up and immediately start playing with the bird that was next to them, or take off and start playing in the air. And laughter in human beings has a very similar effect, because hearing people laugh boosts our own emotion and makes things seem funnier.
That's Messerly Research Institute animal behaviorist Raoul Schwing, who adds that studying contagious laughter in animals could help researchers understand the evolutionary roots of play in humans. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Flipkart Online Services has completed a $1 billion fundraising and aims to raise as much as $1 billion more over the next few months, giving India's largest e-commerce company capital to battle back against rising competition. The 10-year-old company is fighting Amazon and other rivals looking for a piece of the fast-growing India market. Hyundai Motor shares rallied over 9% today to their highest level in 22 months on hopes that its parent company may reorganize its structure. China's cracking down on Pinterest, the social media platform popular for letting users share or pin items of interest to a virtual board. For years, Pinterest has been freely accessible in China, most likely because its users typically don't share content that would upset Chinese censors. But a watchdog group says the Pinterest block started earlier this month. Crude oil up 25 cents at $49.16 a barrel on Wall Street futures, indicating a modestly higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Let's talk about fake news. As it turns out, fake news seems to depend more on those who share it than those who actually originate it. Kim Komando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. A great deal of fake news flashes its way around the world through the internet by friends who share the fake news story with other friends. In short, it goes viral, and that's the key. The newest research from Great Britain shows that when most people stumble upon a fake news story at its original website, they recognize it as fake news and move on. But if the story is forwarded from a trusted source, say a good friend, a family member, or even a blog that you trust, then it's not as likely to be recognized as fake news and more likely to be forwarded onto the next group of friends. So the distribution of fake news relies more on all the people who simply forward it than the individual or website that originated it in the first place. So be careful what you forward. The latest tech news 24/7 is at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver 5 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continues to investigate an officer-involved shooting that occurred early this morning on Horsehaven Lane in between the Academy and Gander Mountain stores. During a traffic stop, shots were fired at the DPS trooper, and the trooper returned fire. The driver was taken into custody at the scene, but the passenger fled from the location in the vehicle, crashing it a short distance later. The passenger was located in a marshy area with the assistance of a DPS helicopter and taken into custody. No injuries were reported, but the scene is still under investigation. At last night's Bryan ISD school board meeting, members unanimously approved next year's school calendar, which starts on August 21st. That's one day earlier than the school year started last year. The earlier start comes after the board also gave final approval last night to Bryan ISD becoming a district of innovation that allows exemptions from some state regulations, including the calendar. A Bryan police officer conducting a traffic stop on Sunday night leads to the arrest of two men. According to the arrest report, 38-year-old Tony Hamilton of College Station and 37-year-old Cedric Williams of Bryan were in the vehicle with cold open beer cans. When the officer asked Williams to put his hands on the trunk, he started undressing, eventually exposing himself to motorists on the North Earl Rudder Freeway. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. During a search of the vehicle, the officer found a digital scale, prompting him to ask the driver, Hamilton, if he could search him. The officer found a clear baggie containing cocaine in his wallet, and he was arrested for possession. Later, during a strip search at the jail, a small mouthwash bottle containing PCP was also found on Hamilton. The legislature is moving to establish statewide regulations for transportation network companies like Uber. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner says when transportation is involved, it's more efficient to have one set of regulations for the whole state.
Most TNCs in Texas are currently governed by a confusing and inconsistent patchwork of local municipal regulations that vary substantially from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
An Uber representative said the company would support a single statewide regulation as long as it doesn't include mandatory fingerprint background checks, which prompted ride-sharing companies to move out of Austin. MSC Opus has added one more show before the end of this season. Executive Director Ann Black says Step Africa is the first professional dance company dedicated to the tradition of stepping. She says the show is open to the public but is geared towards the students.
A couple of the people in the company are Texas A&M former students that were involved in these sororities and fraternities when they were in school here. In fact, the founder of Step Africa is a former student. So we're very excited about the homecoming element of this.
Black says the night before their performance, Step Africa will be doing workshops with some of the Step groups on campus. The public show is Tuesday, March 28th at 7:30. Texas A&M students get in free. Purchase your tickets online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 63 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Good morning. It's 8:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Going to be another warm day today. Look for a high temperature probably in the middle 80s and even more so tomorrow, maybe up to 86 or so. We'll stay in the 80s all week long. There's a chance of rain on Friday at about 60% during the day and 40% at night. Right now we're at 64 degrees. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, sir.
Got an early start this morning. You've already been in committee voting, right?
Yeah, we get an early start every day, though. I get down here about 6:30.
Now, so what were we facing today? Which committee and what were we voting about?
Business and Commerce has to oversee industries such as regulated utilities and so you know it's actually a variety of issues that are sent to that, anything related to business or commerce in the state.
Your E-Verify bill, that's going to come up this week?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, last session I passed an E-Verify bill for the state of Texas and institutions of the state of Texas, including higher education institutions, to mandate their use of E-Verify for new employees. And I think it should be extended to contractors of the state of Texas. I think Texas needs to lead by example and show that we demand that individuals that are working for the state or contractors of the state be legally eligible to work in America.
Of course, on the national front, the rewrite of Obamacare, what the Republicans are going to do there. I'm sure you're watching that closely since, as chairman of Health and Human Services, this is going to be what's going to have to be handled in the committee that you oversee. What are your thoughts about what's going on in Washington with that right now?
Well, I think it's a mess right now, to be quite frank. I wish a more organized approach to it could have been undertaken by my Republican colleagues up there. It's a complex issue, and different states have different priorities. There are states that expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. There are states that have higher percentages of uninsured, and there are states that would benefit from changing Medicaid significantly. And so, there's a lot of discussion regarding what's the best way of handling those individuals that are currently on Obamacare and receiving subsidies and on the exchanges. In addition, what do we do about Medicaid, both the population that has historically been served, the aged, blind, disabled, as well as the population that was changed under Obamacare and allowed to become beneficiaries, those are able-bodied, low-income working adults. And so it is a tough, tough issue for them to face. And, you know, from a state perspective, I want to make sure Texas gets its fair share when it comes to federal money that's flowing back to the states.
Senator Charles Werner joining us from Austin. Your view, would it be easier, would it take a larger bureaucracy in Austin if it were a block of money that comes to Texas that would have to be broken up?
No, I don't. I think we have plenty of bureaucracy in Austin to handle that. I just think we need that flexibility to make sure that we have a Medicaid system that's right for those individuals that need the help of the state, but also right for the taxpayers and the long-term sustainability of that program.
Of course, you're on Senate Finance. Let's turn our attention to the budget. You certainly made some headlines last week when you proposed that there be a cap on the amount of money that could be taken out of the Permanent University Fund. Your thoughts there?
Well, yes. Right now, constitutionally, there's a 7% cap that's in our Texas Constitution regarding how much money can be withdrawn from the Sovereign Wealth Fund, the Permanent University Fund. And it's supposed to be permanent, and I have concerns that long-term, that we need to make sure that that withdrawal rate does not put that corpus, the actual body of the amount of money in the Permanent University Fund at risk. So I think it's reasonable to lower that to 6%. If you were an individual retiring, looking at how much money you could take out of your savings on a yearly basis, a lot of people say 4%, maybe 5%. Right now, the constitutional cap for the PUF is 7%, and I think lowering it to 6% will ensure that we have that money available for future generations that want to go to college and have money there available for into perpetuity for our institutions of higher education.
I guess so folks will understand the PUF is overseen by UTIMCO, a group. You feel okay with the leadership and the way they're doing things, or is this a preemptive strike?
Well, it's a two-thirds, one-third kind of where the money it flows, but it is overseen by UTIMCO with some representation by the A&M system. I'd certainly like to see more representation by A&M, actually, kind of like the UIL discussion. UT has control of it, and I don't fault them too much other than the fact that some of the years the withdrawal has been up to 7%. One of the years it did, but I do think having a little bit more A&M input is always a good thing.
So you've got that issue on one side. The other side, we heard last week that we could be talking about tens of millions of dollars that won't be going to higher education. So they're kind of getting boxed in, and then earlier before that, the whole idea of special items appropriations. So this seems to be a three-cornered situation that higher education is being put in by the legislative body.
Well, it's coming off the backs of the last session in which we did a significant enhancement of higher education funding, both in the formula funding as well as tuition revenue bonds for new construction on campuses, and the establishment of some research funds that are administered by the governor's office. So, that was a really good session for higher ed. This is a tougher budgetary cycle, and we need to look at all the competing priorities here and at the Capitol and budget wisely and accordingly. And, it's an ongoing discussion. The budget changed for higher ed significantly from the very beginning budget of the Senate to where we actually voted it out of committee. I think there'll be further discussion, and if there's extra money, there might be further appropriations toward higher ed. But that's to be seen with conference with our House members.
Last week at this time, we were going to hear a lot of testimony on a couple of bills, Senate Bill 6 and Senate Bill 2, the Budget 2. 6 is the bathroom bill. We have not heard a lot from the governor's office on this particular bill. What are your thoughts there?
Well, you know, the bill itself, I think, is common sense. It's about privacy and dignity and individuals, you know, in particular, children that are in public schools and whether or not they have to share boys and girls the same changing rooms and dressing rooms and private facilities, bathrooms. I think when you look at the content of the bill and what it actually does, I think it is an appropriate bill that is supported by the vast majority of constituents across Senate District 5 and across Texas. The governor hasn't really given a thumbs up or thumbs down on it, other than having a text that asks NCAA to stay out of Texas, I think, NFL to stay out of Texas, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's kind of implied some support for it, but, I'm certainly not going to speak for the governor and what he would do if that bill were to make it to his desk.
Well, how is it different in your sense from a governor who, when you were in the State House and then in the Senate, basically gave you marching orders before the session started? This governor kind of hangs back in that regard.
We all know Rick Perry, and I have the utmost respect both for Governor Perry as well as Governor Abbott, but they're certainly different individuals. Governor Perry was never one to shy away from a fight, and I don't think Governor Abbott is either, but he approaches it differently. He's much more deliberative. He comes from the Supreme Court side. He was a Supreme Court justice before he was Attorney General. Certainly, when he was Attorney General, he was fighting for Texas in a number of ways in the courts. But leading a bureaucracy is different. And Governor Perry came up through the ranks of the legislature and was a lieutenant governor. So, just different men, and we're all different in different ways and different leadership skills and ways we want to handle things. So,
what else will you be handling this week that'll make headlines?
Well, let's see. We're going to have Senate Bill 2 up today, which mm-hmm. is regarding property taxes. That's going to be on the floor of the Senate. And then the budget will be up, hopefully voted fully out of committee this week after it's been fully compiled and printed. And we'll have it up next Wednesday. And then I look forward to working with my House colleagues to continue to fashion an appropriate and thoughtful and deliberative budget for the state.
You have a feeling that the SB 2 will pass, though?
I think so, yes.
Okay. State Senator Charles Werner joins us every Tuesday. You can hear the interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice day.
Bye. 8:45. All right. Got the politics stuff taken care of for now. We never finished the password story because we were talking about all those things.
Because we got hijacked by bad parents.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Never use these in your password. Your kids' names, birthdays, or references to any other personal data. Hackers routinely will troll Facebook and Twitter for clues for passwords like that. Obviously, don't do password 123.
Yeah.
We all know you do password 213. That really fouls them up.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Use a password manager service. LastPass or Dashlane help keep track of multiple complex passwords for you. Some web browsers, like Apple's Safari and Google's Chrome, also have built-in password managers. These work if you switch devices, but not if you switch browsers.
Those are good ideas until somebody hacks those.
Right, and then you're out there.
Yeah.
And then
have to have a password for your password manager?
Yeah. Then you're doing that. Also use two-step or multi-factor authentication. This is a good thing to do. This really is. That way, even if hackers manage to get your password, they still need to have your phone that's got the texted code for you to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So, and that helps. All right. See, just life skills. We're just trying to help you out here. See if we can do that. Now, and I want to know, I don't know if there's anything new breaking on the Jersey thing or not, but I just find it, to me, fascinating that somebody could just grab that and walk out of a...
And it sounded like it was in his bag, so they had to, sift through Tom Brady's bag.
Yeah, I believe there was a video that they're going over where they saw him actually doing it. I don't know about just now. I mean, I think they're doing it. They've been doing it for the past day here, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, just since they discovered that the jersey, if they had video on it, why weren't they looking at that a long time ago?
6 weeks later, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, and that's what made me think. I'm going, well, I guess you have video cameras in the locker room. Again, I could see where that be problematic.
Yeah.
But from a security standpoint,
right.
It would seem like that would be, they would want that to happen. So we'll see where the NFL comes down on this. They're liable to have some sort of a new, you know, patrol group at the door of the locker room as you leave so that you can check your bag. Or again, maybe you just can't take something in. You just have to bring your device that you're going to be recording with and then go from there, because everything is really pretty compact now and they don't need to have bags and bags of equipment like they used to back in the day. We'll see. All right, it's 8:48.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
8:49, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Michael's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Great, what you got going on?
Well, we've got our biggest event coming up soon here is our Chamber Day, which is Thursday, March the 30th. This is where we take teams of volunteers, we go out into the community, and thank businesses for being here in Bryan College Station and for helping to drive our economy and to employing folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to visit 1,000 businesses this year.
Wow.
Last year we did about 950, so we're looking to break that 1,000 business barrier. We still need a lot of volunteers to help us be able to do that. So whether you're an individual or if you have some of your coworkers from work and you want to be able to go out and kind of represent your business as well as visiting others, let us know, because we do still need some volunteers to help us be able to do that.
Okay.
And then immediately following Chamber Day, we have our second business after hours of March, and this is going to be at Allen Honda just up the road here at the new building that they've been working on there on Highway 6 for a while. Is going to be open and ready, so we're going to everyone's going to gather there for the evening and enjoy business after hours. That's on March 30th as well, from 5:30 until 7. And then we've got our Water Cooler 5K. That's sponsored by Texas A&M University. That's going to be Thursday, April the 6th out at Wolf Pen Creek. And this is a non-competitive 5K. This is all about kind of health and wellness, getting out and enjoying the nice weather. We encourage, again, coworkers and companies to form teams and go out there. It'll be a good time. So that's a good way to enjoy some of the spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a save the date. We have our spring job fairs coming up soon. It's going to be sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. It's going to be Thursday, April the 27th at the Hilton College Station. So if you're a business that might be looking to hire here soon, we have booths available. If you're a job seeker, look for that one. I think we usually have around 50 companies that are out there, so it's an all different types of businesses. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way to come out and look for a job. And then we took last week off for spring break, but we have some ribbon cuttings this week as well. We have Divine Cuisine, which is today from 4:30 until 5. They're located in downtown Bryan. It's a event space and a caterer. They do a lot of weddings and other kinds of events like that, and their food is delicious. So come out for that. And then on Thursday, the Arts Council of Brazos Valley has a ribbon cutting from 4:30 until 5. They're celebrating the opening of their new exhibit by James Searles. It's called In the Here and Now. These are some sculptures that are going to be both inside and outside the Arts Council building. So definitely come out and help us celebrate the opening of that new exhibit. And then our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight is Texas A&M Health Science Center. And if anybody has any other questions or wants some more information, they can give us a call, 979-260-5200, or they can go online at bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks in the chamber on Tuesdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hey folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
About 6 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Folks at Intercon remind you that I guess summer's here now. We're going to be mid-80s or so. And that is generally what we have to do is worry about that warm air outside rather than the cold air. So if that's the case, think about solar screens because that sun, by the way, pretty much true east and west right now since Equinox was on Monday. But you know what side of your home gets beaten by the sun. And that afternoon sun can get pretty intense, and that can warm up the inside of your home. Most certainly can with if you have an outbuilding that you maybe you're spending some time in out there and may not have the insulation in the ceilings and the walls that your house does. So things like a solar screen can really make a big difference there. Intercon installs solar screens as well, and they do that project the same way that they would a project that involves your windows, and that is they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when it comes to Intercon. Now, you can choose the amount of blockage that you want, anywhere from 10 to 90%. Also can get the grids on the outside that make them look a little more aesthetically pleasing. But solar screens is certainly part of the equation when it comes to Intercon. So give them a call, 823-3639. It's Intercon.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. Well, we've said adios to the Madrid, and now it's time to welcome the Low and Slow, a pure black Angus patty cooked to perfection, covered with melted cheddar cheese. On top of the cheese, we load it up with applewood pulled pork. We've smoked in-house for 12 long hours. Then we'd add just a touch of our sweet barbecue sauce. Well, that's quite a burger, you're probably thinking. But wait, on top of that, we pile thin sliced onion strings fried to a golden brown. It's served on a warm grilled traditional bun with a side of our fresh cut fries. Order one of these, and we think you'll be glad. The diet you went on yesterday is finally over. We've also brought back our homemade lemon mousse pie, a heavenly light lemon filling and a graham cracker crust with tangy raspberry sauce and whipped cream. Also this month, our Texas craft beer events continue every other Thursday. For details and dates, check us out on Facebook. All this and more, only at Harvey Wurstbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's original and still best gourmet burger.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof
Guarantee. Hey, there you go. About 3 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. For decades, geography teachers have relied on more than 400-year-old map that pretty much distorts the size of the world's land masses. A byproduct of trying to depict a sphere on a flat surface, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the world's flat because
Shaq said
Shaq
it is.
Told us it was, but just saying. Once they do this, it's pretty amazing. And there's a YouTube channel called Real Life Lore. And I went and looked at the video of this. It's pretty fascinating. Do you realize that Australia basically is as big as the lower 48 of the United States?
Really?
Yep. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
Did not.
I mean, it is a continent.
Yep.
So, makes sense.
If you took Japan and you put it off our Atlantic coast, it basically would reach from Massachusetts down to Georgia. Did you
know
it was that big?
No.
See? These are the kind of things that you learn from this. And Africa's gigantic. But it's amazing how many European countries would fit within the United States. I mean, all of these things come out. It's about a five-minute video. And once you see it, you're going to go, wait a minute. That's not how I learned it in school. But it's true. Anyway, Real Life Lore, that's the channel on YouTube. You can now smell like Vladimir Putin.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Finally.
Yeah, I don't know how you can confirm it, but... Because the New York Post says the Russian president launched his own perfume for women who admire the Russian leader.
Oh.
The scent is on sale at a Moscow department store overlooking Red Square. But the Vlad fans will have to hurry to grab a bottle. Only 1,500 have been produced. It costs $180.
Wow.
Fragrance is called Russian Woman.
Ooh, Russian Woman.
Yeah, our president is very courageous, a true leader. Russia is a woman and is standing behind her. Okay.
All right.
I think I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Here's something else that you just might pass on. If you're looking for, oh, I don't know, a massage like none other, the Harmode team in Dresden, Germany, offering their clients a neck massage performed by a python.
Who?
Yeah. The 4-foot python, of course, called Monty.
Clever.
Placed on the customer's neck and sits there and calmly pulsates. Okay, Monty is 90%
muscle. Those are called
muscle.
Hunger pains.
Yeah, I know. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, anyhow, if you want to try that, just let you know.
It's really when he starts to wrap around your neck.
Yeah, it starts tightening up, then that's not
when
a good thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This date, 1980. JR was shot, 1980, in Dallas. Yeah, that's the real world we're dealing with. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station Broadcast.